I will wrap up by saying this. I don't really understand what it is that y'all plan to go back and tell your constituents. I'm glad that some of y'all decided to show up, but the reality is that you have sold your constituents out for 83 people in this country. And each of our districts should have approximately 766,000 people. How is it that you can explain that we still are running up the credit card and we have nothing to show for it except for the fact that we won't have food on the tables and we won't have health care? And with that, I will yield.
Very well said from Representative Jasmine Crockett. I want to walk you all through a series of clips of some of our best political knife fighters. That's what I call them. People who are able to go out there and just using words are able to punch back at current Republican bills or Republican talking points or authoritarian executive orders coming straight from Donald Trump. So as Jasmine Crockett points out in that video, first of all, how are Republicans going to explain this to their constituents? I mean, this isn't something they can campaign on in the midterms. This is not something they can be proud of or go back to their district and talk to people about. In fact, people like Marjorie Taylor Greene will likely hide from the people in her district. She likes to do the media, but who knows how she interacts with her own constituents. Lauren Boebert is a carpetbagger who directly switched districts in Colorado just 2 years back. So we're going to watch AOC punching back against this bill. I really like when Jasmine Crockett said, quote, "We are running up the credit card, basically increasing the debt, and we have nothing to show for it except less food on people's tables and less health care." You know, for the richest country in the world, with all of these billionaires creating wealth for us, we're really not seeing that wealth going downstream and helping people who really, really need and deserve it, the people who are holding our society up. The money's not trickling down, Ronald Reagan. At this point, we need social safety nets. And as the richest country in the world, that's not too much to ask for. I digress. Let's listen to AOC talking about the same thing and the stripping of Medicaid en masse across the country. If you want to help support the work, if you want to help spread the word, you can drop a like below. And make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed as we do breaking news live streams and videos and build a company that can punch back against MAGA. To continue.
You know, President Trump had issued some statements throughout this process saying and urging, insisting that this bill does not cut Medicaid. He's also said some things, you know, he says he doesn't think I'm too much of a smart person. And I'll tell you one thing. It doesn't take a smart person to know if you're being lied to.
Yep.
President Trump, you're either being lied to or you are lying to the American people. Because this bill represents, in the text of this bill, the largest and greatest loss of health care in American history. 17 million Americans will lose their health care on this bill, not undocumented people, not quote unquote the disgusting term illegal, but 17 million Americans will have their health care cut from this bill. On this point.
Yeah, we have a lot more clips to play. But the key point she made right there is that Americans are being harmed. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, the Republican Party as a whole, whenever they want to discredit a program, their new tactic is to say there is waste, fraud, and abuse. Then, once they've discredited that program in the eyes of the American people, they use that as a pretext to slash that program. I mean, just remove healthcare for a second and think about USAID. They said USAID was so corrupt that we have to now cause millions of deaths across the planet with easily preventable diseases spreading in continents and countries that we could have helped with little cost to taxpayer dollars. Literally, I mean, $50 billion is a lot, but that's like pennies out of our pocket every year to help prevent diseases. The point is, when it comes to healthcare or Medicaid, they're using the same tactic. They're saying there's waste, fraud, and abuse, and they don't understand the return on investment of helping us have a more productive society. Okay, to continue, AOC then claims this bill is a deal with the devil, and I agree.
Of tax on tips, as one of the only people in this body who has lived off of tips, I want to tell you a little bit about the scam of that tax, a little bit of the fine print there. The cap on that is $25,000. While you're jacking up taxes on people who make less than $50,000 across the United States, while taking away their SNAP, while taking away their Medicaid, while kicking them off of the ACA and their health care extensions. So if you're at home and you're living off tips, you do the math. Is that worth it to you? Losing all your health care, not able to feed your babies, not being able to put a diaper on their bottom in exchange for what? This bill is a deal with the devil. It explodes our national debt. It militarizes our entire economy, and it strips away health care and basic dignity of the American people for what? To give Elon Musk a tax break and billionaires the greedy taking of our nation. We cannot stand for it, and we will not support it.
AOC is a crucial voice for justice.
You should be ashamed.
She is killing it lately. She's really, really developed as a politician. She's always been great, obviously, but I feel like she's hit the stride over the past year or two where whenever she's speaking into a mic, she like projects more. She's perfect with it. Before we play this next clip of Jasmine Crockett continuing to shred MAGA Republicans, I wrote this early this morning. J.D. Vance just told millions to die quietly. When J.D. Vance was the tie-breaking vote, he greenlit this. He would rather fund mass deportations than help you survive. Just to run this down, J.D. Vance just told the entire country that your health care is, quote, immaterial compared to funding ICE. That is not a misquote or a phrase or paraphrase. That's exactly what he said in a Twitter post. And I covered this morning. If you want to subscribe to the Adam Mockler newsletter, click the top link in the description. It is absolutely worth it. We are trying to hit 30,000 subscriptions. We currently have 29,000. It's basically rapid news injected into your feed just once a day, talking about how we're building a Gen Z operation and the news surrounding this. So today we talked about J.D. Vance. This bill slashes over $1 trillion for Medicaid and other essential health programs like SNAP. The Congressional Budget Office estimates between 12 and 19 million people could lose health coverage if this becomes law. And what does J.D. Vance say in response? He says that none of that matters. He says the only thing that matters is that this bill delivers more ICE funding and more immigration enforcement. That is the trade he's offering. Give up your health care so the government can jail more immigrants, but not even immigrants. Jail people who don't deserve to be jailed, first of all, and target people. I know I say this over and over, but it's sickening that ICE is targeting people at nail salons, work sites, and sickening that they are waiting at courts. Courtrooms, courthouses, and they're waiting, camping out. It's sickening. They're camping out, waiting for people who are following the proper processes to show up for their day in court that they've been waiting for so patiently with this broken system. ICE waits there and then arrests people, detains people, and deports people when they had this last glimmer of hope. It's one of the most sickening things ever. And I'm sorry to continue. The bill is not just cruel, it is economically destructive. It cuts from the people who need help the most while giving enormous tax breaks to the wealthy. It then targets people who are helping build the economy, like immigrants of all sorts. It targets green energy jobs for elimination, over 180,000 green energy jobs. It increases the national debt, and it does all of that while growing ICE's detention budget to from $3 billion to $45 billion over the next few years, a 365% increase. Here's Jasmine Crockett talking about this.
State, and I know that Chip Roy sits on this committee, but he's not here right now, but we have 56,000 people that are on SNAP in his district, but in the entire state of Texas, we have 1.6 million people that may lose coverage. And somehow we have 83 billionaires. And somehow they have 535 people that are speaking up for them every single day to make sure that when they get married for a second or third or fourth time, that they can go ahead and have another $50 or $60 million wedding. Instead of protecting access to these programs, you're cutting them to help billionaires who pay less in taxes than some of the teachers in our country. You claim to want a tax system and budget that helps people, but that's impossible when you're subsidizing tax credits off of the folks who can't even afford to treat their kids or family to a nice meal because federal minimum wage hasn't gone up in 15 years.
Here is Maxwell Frost absolutely obliterating Republicans, and it starts a little bit of a fight. Take a look.
Yeah, see, they say they're pro-life because they want the baby to be born, go to school, and get shot in the school. Die in the school, die on the streets. No, that is what they say.
I move to strike his words.
Over the cliff.
You've gone over. We were going to be quiet, but you've gone over now.
I meant every word.
We are going to strike the words. But on the other hand, it might be good to leave your words. Might be good to leave your words. Because that's how you feel. But you are not going to come into this room and impugn our integrity.
Oh my Lord, I don't want to hear any Republican lecturing on integrity or norms. This lady is a Republican. I can almost guarantee she voted Trump, and she's going to lecture Maxwell Frost about norms.
You will not. We are pro-life people from conception to natural death. Most of us are.
Most of us are, except for the people who just voted for this bill.
From conception to natural death, most of us are.
Nope.
And don't you come in here and say, we want to preserve life so people can get shot.
That's what I've seen.
Are you through, Ms. Lane?
This reminds me of getting yelled at in high school because I'm late to class repeatedly. But it's like if the teacher who was yelling at me was also frequently late and then was really good friends with the principal who was civilly liable of sexual assault. Now, the analogy is getting lost a little bit, but when you voted for Donald Trump, when you break every single norm, you don't get to lecture Maxwell Frost because he talks about school shootings and says that you guys aren't truly pro-life. I'm going to leave it there, but if you made it to the end of this video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler Substack. We truly are pushing out one newsletter a day. It doesn't flood your inbox. There's a lot of value as we start the show, so you'll hear what Mockler Media is up to behind the scenes. I love you all. Click the first link in the description and peace out.